Om Gyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Purishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Bansha kopatrubhyascha kripa sindhobhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I first heard about Lord Nrisimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj in 1968 when I joined the society. At that time we used to recite the Nrisimha Stotra, Nrisimha prayer, for Prabhupada's health, because he'd had his heart attack and gone back to India with his health uncertain. So we used to pray to Lord Nrisimhadev for Srila Prabhupada's health. But we didn't know very much about Lord Nrisimhadev or about Prahlad Maharaj. Something, but not so much. But 2 months later, when Srila Prabhupada returned to New York City, he was speaking regularly from Srimad Bhagavatam, and the topic was Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Nrisimhadev. To place the discussion in context, this was 1968, so it was more or less at the height of a countercultural movement which defied authority. The many hundreds of thousands of young people had turned their back on conventional American society and were contemptuous of the American government, the war in Vietnam, their parents, and just about everything else that had to do with the American establishment. A slogan of the time was, don't trust anyone over 30. I still don't trust anyone over 30. So into this milieu came Prahlad Maharaj, who was, for us, the ideal countercultural hero. Srila Prabhupada used to begin practically every lecture on the topic by saying that Prahlad Maharaj was a 5-year-old boy and his father was the greatest atheist. And we were particularly pleased that Prahlad Maharaj philosophically dismantled the worldview of his father. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj was also 100%, or would have been 100% against the countercultural worldview also in so many ways, because people had rejected the conventional values of mainstream American society, but what they picked up as an alternative wasn't very good. Prabhupada in Bhagavatam had said that a person has a burden on his shoulder and he shifts it to the other shoulder and then back to the first shoulder. So this doesn't solve any problems. Going from embracing a materialistic way of life to rejecting it and adopting another materialistic way of life. Anyway, Prahlad Maharaj defied his father. His father, Prabhupada said, sent him to school to become a materialist, politician, bluffer, and to learn all sorts of duplicity. But Prahlad Maharaj wasn't interested in that because he'd come in touch with Narad Muni and received instructions in Krishna consciousness. And during the tiffin hour, the lunch break, he would call together his friends and speak to them about Krishna consciousness, preach to them about Krishna consciousness, and chant Hare Krishna and glorify Krishna. And in this way he influenced his friends also. And Prabhupada said, in this way he ruined the whole school. Which, of course, is great. And particularly on one occasion, after sending the boy to school and seeing that he was nicely being trained to follow in the footsteps of his demonic dad, the boy was called forth by Hiranyakashipu, who was a super powerful materialist. He was more powerful than Exxon, Microsoft, Google, and 20 other, Halliburton, all together, more powerful than the military powers of the United States, Russia, and all the rest of them. He was so powerful that the demigods were afraid of him. He would just move his eyebrow and the demigods would tremble. He'd taken over the heavenly planets, and everyone was his vassal. Even Narad Muni was obeying the rule of Hiranyakashipu. And like many modern political leaders, he was interested in two things: Hiranya and Kashipu. Hiranya means gold or wealth, and Kashipu means soft bedding, by implication, sex. So our modern leaders are small knockoff versions of Hiranyakashipu. They're also interested in getting as much money as they can, and how that happens we won't discuss today, but they They're very expert in extracting money from the citizens. And they're very much inclined toward sexual enjoyment. We won't go into that either, although so much could be said. So Prahlad Maharaj was brought into the presence of Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyakashipu asked him, "My dear boy, what's the best thing that you learned in school?" Very affectionate 5-year-old boy, and now he's come from school, and, "My dear boy, what did you learn in school? What's the best thing that you learned?" "I didn't learn anything. It's all rubbish." "It's all rubbish. Maybe those who are sitting here would like to move forward. We pay a lot of money for this real estate, so you can occupy it. And more people can come through the doors. And we have space here and there and everywhere. Pull up a chair, wherever you'd like to be." There we go. Get your company closer. Yeah, more. And maybe the instruments could find a place to the side. And then we get still more valuable space. So, but something I've learned very good. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmini Vedanam. The best thing is to be engaged in pure devotional service to Lord Vishnu by hearing, chanting, remembering him, and so on. Well, this was a total affront to Hiranyakashipu. It's like walking into the United States Congress and glorifying Al Qaeda. Vishnu was the sworn enemy of Hiranyakashipu, at least in Hiranyakashipu's eyes. He'd killed Hiranyakashipu's beloved brother, Hiranyaksha, who was also a demon and therefore deserved it. And he was known, Lord Vishnu was known to be the protector protector of the demigods, to be the worshipable deity of the demigods, and the demigods were the enemies of the demons. And here's the heir apparent telling his father that the only good thing I learned was pure devotional service to Vishnu. The expression is current now, to speak truth to power. So Prahlad Maharaj set that example. His father was so powerful. Of course, these days, speak truth to power just means some materialistic truth, some relative truth, some political, socioeconomic truth, or half-truth, or not really truth. But Prahlad Maharaj spoke absolute truth to power. He spoke about Vishnu, Krishna. And his father naturally was irate. "By whose power have you become so bold that you can speak to me this way?" Well, Prahlad Maharaj said, "My dear father, the same source where you're getting your power is where I'm getting my power. Finally, all the power comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord gives us the power to serve Him, or the Lord gives us the power to defy Him. We can't even carry on as atheists without help from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The atheists have to speak their theories, they have to think of what to say, they have to write their books and do their interviews and whatever it is that they're going to do. But they can't even get up in the morning without the energy provided by the Lord. The Lord says, I'm the fire of digestion. Without digestive fire, no one can eat, and therefore no one can live. The Lord says, I'm the air by which the fire works. Without air, no one can live. I'm providing the rain. I'm providing the sunlight. I'm Parusham Nushu. I'm providing the strength for all living beings. All living beings have some sort of strength. Some more, some less. But it all comes from Vishnu. So Prahlad Maharaj told his father, my dear father, not my dear father, Prabhupada made this point, that he never said, my dear father. Asura Varya, my dear best of the demons. That the best thing is, for those who are always disturbed because of their materialistic consciousness, and anyone who's in materialistic consciousness must be disturbed, must be in anxiety, or must be depressed, or must be bipolar, or must be in some way distressed. Sadasamud Vigna Dhyam. A sadgrahat, for one who's always in anxiety because of grasping at what doesn't exist, grasping at something which appears to be there but is not there in the sense of permanently there. It's there for a few moments and then it's gone. All the happiness related to this body is like that. It appears for a few moments, but no one can hold on to it. It can't even hold on to the body. Prahlad Maharaj said, for one who's in that circumstance, the best thing is hitvatmapatam grihamandakupam, to leave the dark well of his materialistic life and just go to the forest and do what? Harim Ashrayeta. Take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The point is not to go to the forest. That's simply meant to help. In those days they did. They used to go to the forest. They would leave in kings. They would leave home just to get out of the entanglement of materialistic life. What materialistic life means, I'm living very nicely, very peacefully, somewhat peacefully, with my home, my family, my car payments, my mortgage, my job, my boss, my college tuition, my doctor bills, my body that's falling apart, my mind which is disturbed in so many ways, my television, my newspapers, my useless talk, my this, my that. For those who are wasting their life, this radical move is recommended. Just get out of the whole thing. Don't adjust. Don't fix it. Go to the forest and take shelter of Vishnu. Now, in the present age, we can't be expected to do that. forest is not an easy place, and we wouldn't know what to do there. And even if we found a forest that seemed to be a good place to take shelter of Vishnu, probably some forest ranger would come and kick us out. So this Krishna consciousness movement is the modern, practical, and easy alternative to going to the forest. Lord Chaitanya said, just stay where you are. You don't have to change your occupation, your position. But shrutigatam tanuvan manopi. Engage body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna. Sevan mukhehi jivado. That all begins with the tongue, by tasting Krishna prasadam, speaking about Krishna, and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.